Julia Butler will remain on Grand Forks City Council. Her future was in question after the city took her to court, claiming she was in a conflict of interest. The city claimed that because she had a landscaping business, she should not have been discussing and voting on installing water meters in Grand Forks. In a decision yesterday, the BC Supreme Court found that Butler was, at one time, in a conflict of interest, but the judge found Butler then acted appropriately by divesting herself of her landscaping company and removing any conflict of interest. The judge also ruled that the city must pay her legal costs. Julia Butler's on the line this morning from Grand Forks. Good morning, Ms. Butler.
Hi, Chris. Nice to talk to you again.
How are you feeling today after the judge ruled in your favor?
A little overwhelmed. I mean, it's been a bit of an emotional roller coaster the last 24 hours.
Why?
Well, first of all, finding out the decision, of course, I was extremely excited and relieved. And then a little while later, seeing the city's press release, I was disappointed. I was hoping that after the court decision, we'd be able to move forward cordially, but it doesn't seem like that's taking place.
Maybe I should read the press release so people can understand what you're talking about. I have it in front of me here. It's dated yesterday, and it says this. Justice Grail ruled today that Councillor Julia Butler has been found to be in a conflict of interest.
Right.
It continues to say later on that Justice Grail has determined that Ms. Butler will not be removed from her seat as a city of councillor for the city of Grand Forks. More details later. What do you make of that press release?
Well, I think it's a complete misrepresentation of the facts. I mean, the judge said that I acted in good faith throughout, and when I voted on the issues, I had removed any possibility of a conflict. And based on the conclusions, he was dismissing the petition, and he stated many times within his decision that I was not in a conflict of interest when I voted on the matters. So I'm disappointed by what the city put out.
You met with mayor and council yesterday afternoon. What was that like?
It was awkward. I was present for a discussion that the CAO had with staff members where he went through and explained the judge's decision. And I can see why the city reached the conclusion that they came to, because he read the judge's decision backwards from point 39 up to point 30 and finished with the judge finding me in a conflict of interest rather than reading it the way that it was written, where the judge found me not in a conflict of interest. So when you read things backwards, I guess you come to different conclusions.
What happens now?
Well, now we go on with council as usual. I get to sit on council and vote on matters. I'm not in a conflict of interest with regards to water rates or water meter issues, so I can vote freely and speak freely.
Was there any conversation yesterday about the decision to proceed with this case at all?
To proceed with an appeal, you mean?
I'm sorry. Is there an appeal?
I hope not. That would cost the taxpayers a whole lot more money.
This has already cost taxpayers a significant amount of money. How much do you know how much your, because the court said that the city has to pay your costs, you know how much that will be?
No, I don't. The city's lawyer at the outset of this told council that it could cost upwards of $100,000. So many times during this last 10 months, I've hoped that council would stop with the proceedings and stop spending the money, but they chose to keep going.
Why did they choose to keep going?
As a counselor said to me yesterday, if my attitude had been better, they might not have proceeded. So, I mean, it was really a political issue. It was a personal issue, and it had nothing to do with conflict of interest.
The mayor was also found to be in an indirect conflict of interest and has recused himself from the water meter issue.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status of that?
Well, originally he did take the stance that he would recuse himself even though he didn't feel he was in a conflict of interest. But later on, he changed his position on the water meter program and was no longer in a conflict of interest. So he's been talking and voting on that issue now for a few months.
There was set to be a by-election. There is another councillor who resigned from council, and the city was waiting for this decision before holding a by-election on that seat.
Right.
Do we know now when that by-election might happen?
Well, hopefully at the next council meeting, we'll set the chief elections officer, and then it'll probably be about 90 days after that. So we're still looking at probably another 3 months until there's an election. So it'll be almost a full year since that councillor left that we've had an empty seat on council, which is unfortunate. I would have liked to have seen a by-election held right away. I mean, with the amount of money that was spent on the court case, the cost for a by-election is quite small.
You referenced in a news story that the past week has been unpleasant. I wonder if you could expand on that, explain what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, I've been accused of many things by council while I've been in there, not just a conflict of interest. And the conversations have been extremely tense and accusatory within the past week. And I walked out of a briefing last week because I felt like I was being harassed and attacked by all members of council and the CAO. So I didn't feel that was productive for council. I'd like to see us call in an expert, someone like George Cuff, to come in and do an overview of the organization and help get us back on track. Or even short of that, with the by-election, having a full by-election for all of council and mayor and starting over.
You'd like to have another election in Grand Forks?
I think that would be the fairest thing for the people moving forward, that they have a council that can work cooperatively together and cordially together, and I wouldn't mind running again in a by-election if that was the case.
Do you then believe that this council has somehow lost the mandate of the people?
I do. Yeah, I do. I don't think I don't know how to put it. I just don't feel that the people are being properly represented. No.
We'll see what happens. Julia, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Okay, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye. Bye. Julia Butler is still a city councilor with the city of Grand Forks. Frank Conrad is the mayor of Grand Forks. He told CBC's Brady Strachan it's good to put this issue behind them.
I'm glad it's over. It's been a long, long controversial issue for the city, and it's good that we can now move forward. It's irrelevant of there is no winners or losers in this. It's been decided by the courts. This is why we followed proper legislative procedure under the charter, and we got our answer. I envision our council will do business as usual. I don't see any problem with this because councillors will always agree to disagree. If we want to put this particular controversial issue regarding a court case, you know, in the midst of all this, I truly believe this will not happen and it should not happen, and I really positively believe that it won't happen. We have business. We have to go on with our business. This issue now, because of the court decision, is behind us. And it should realistically be behind us and accepted by all of council.
It seems like the city lost its bid to have Councillor Butler impeached. What does this whole ordeal do to the reputation of the city?
If I might just make a statement there. The city, if you worded it, the city lost it, there's no such thing. I mean, there was never an intention. We followed proper procedure under our legislative obligations by obtaining legal advice on this issue. So it's not a matter of losing. We didn't lose. We expected, there was an expectancy from the corporation to find out where legally we stood. And the court has informed us that this is what the response was.
Well, ultimately, you sought to go to the Supreme Court to have her impeached. What does this do to the city's reputation going forward?
I feel it should make the city look transparent and that we did our obligation, again, under the charter, because we are obligated to follow through when the initial, pursuit is brought forward. Under the charter, we have to pursue it on a legality basis. And when the corporation's legal team embarked on this, they gave their view of how this should be approached and handled. And council followed the legal advice because council cannot deviate against the legal opinion from the corporation because then the corporation would be at risk.